This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 20th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Recycling label rules on hold. $15 billion asked for specialty crops. Frank contractors get a boost in the Senate bill, and House has much to do in a little time. Federal judge has temporarily blocked California from enforcing a law that would sharply restrict the use of recycling symbols and claims on food containers and other packaging. U.S. District Judge William Hayes granted a preliminary injunction last week, finding that industry groups are likely to prevail on claims that SB 343 violates the First Amendment and contains unconstitutionally vague requirements. The restrictions were scheduled to apply to products and packaging manufactured after October 4th. The 2021, quote, Truth in Recycling Law generally bars companies from using the chasing arrow symbols or describing packaging as recyclable unless the material is collected and sorted by recycling systems serving at least 60% of California. Hayes found the state had not adequately demonstrated that removing labels would reduce consumer confusion or increase recycling. The judge noted that companies may simply remove recycling information rather than redesign packaging, potentially causing consumers to send more recyclable materials to landfills. He also found several provisions too vague for manufacturers to reliably determine compliance. The California League of Food Producers, Western Growers, and other food, retail, and packaging associations brought the lawsuit. The injunction remains in place while litigation continues and could complicate implementation of the state's SB 54 program on plastic packaging. California Representatives Adam Gray and Jim Costa are pressing House Speaker Mike Johnson to reserve at least $15 billion in emergency aid for specialty crop producers as Congress weighs the administration's supplemental funding request. Central Valley lawmakers led a letter signed by 22 Democrats arguing that growers of fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, nursery crops, and floriculture face rising costs, labor shortages, trade uncertainty, and structural disadvantages not adequately addressed by farm safety net programs. America's specialty crop industry is essential for our nation's food security, rural economies, and agricultural competitiveness, the lawmakers wrote. Dedicated assistance, they said, would help preserve domestic production, strengthen supply chains, and sustain family farms and agricultural jobs. The request goes before the administration proposal, which included $10 billion for specialty crop growers. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee advanced bipartisan legislation Thursday that would authorize another $500 million for the San Joaquin River Restoration Program. The bill from Senators Alex Padilla of California and John Hovind of North Dakota cleared the committee by voice vote. It would increase the program's federal funding authorization from $250 million to $750 million. Raise the authorized spending for Fryett Division Canal improvements from $50 million to $75 million. The restoration effort seeks to reestablish both flows in a Chinook salmon population between Fryett Dam and the Merced River while reducing or avoiding water supply impacts for Fryett Division contractors. Padilla said rising project costs, drought, flood, funding delays, they've all increased the need for congressional support. He said the legislation would restore salmon habitat while helping mitigate water losses for farmers. The measure now heads to the full Senate. Taylor Farms is recalling iceberg lettuce from 27 states due to the outbreak of cyclospora that has sickened at least 1,600 people. Mexican authorities say they are also investigating the source of the contaminated lettuce. The action by the company comes after FDA said lettuce from a supplier in Mexico which turned out to be Taylor Farms, New Mexico, and sold at Taco Bell, was the source of the cyclospora. In a news release, Mexican agencies noted that FDA said, quote, traceability points to a single lettuce supplier for Taco Bell. But with the investigation underway, they added, quote, it's important to clarify that identifying the product's country of origin is a traceability factor, but it does not in itself confirm that the contamination did occur in Mexico. The Centers for Disease Control said earlier in the week that in addition to the 1,645 confirmed domestic cases of cyclosporiasis, since May 1st, it is aware of more than 5,100 cases that still need more analysis. This is substantially higher than the 249 cases reported nationally by this time last year, CDC said. Now, the states from which Taylor Farms is pulling iceberg lettuce includes Alabama, Arkansas, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. U.S. officials say 94 people have been hospitalized, but no one's died. Here's today's final word. I am grateful beyond words that both of our Forest Service employees are home safe. On July 16, the two were taken hostage while doing field work on the Shasta Trinity National Forest. By early morning, July 17, both were safe. This outcome is a testament to the skill and professionalism of our Forest Service law enforcement officers, the FBI, the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office, and every first responder who answered the call. Our focus now is simple, the well-being of our employees and their families. That's a word of Tom Schultz, U.S. Forest Service Chief, commenting on an incident involving Joseph Charles Heinrichsen, who allegedly took two Forest Service employees working in the National Forest in California hostage, zip-tied, and threatened them. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 20th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Dowling.